This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 390 for Thursday, May 12th. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday as prices become more in line with product values, according to a trader. The July canola contract dips 30 cents at $1,152 per ton. New crop November slips $1.60 at $1,087.90 per ton. The trader also believes there are specs exiting canola and other high-priced commodities. While there are slight increases in Chicago soybeans, there are losses in Chicago soy oil and soy meal. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are down as well. Small losses in global crude oil prices are putting some pressure on edible oils. With more rain in the prairie forecast, spring planting remains at a near standstill on much of the western half. Throughout the dry areas of the western half, farmers are hoping for rain to help their planted crops and waiting for rain before seeding their canola. Saskatchewan issued its crop report today, showing overall province-wide planting at 14% complete as of May 9th, up 13 points from last week. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 76.59 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 77.14. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its May supply and demand estimates late this morning. Total U.S. wheat production for 2022-23 is projected to increase 5% at 1.73 billion bushels. Corn production is expected to drop 4.3% at 14.46 billion bushels. Soybean production is forecast to rise 4.6% at 4.64 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The July contract is up 7 cents at $16.14 per bushel. July soy oil loses more than 9-tenths of a cent at 82.52 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal drops back $1.90 at $396 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Thursday as the July contract is up 3 cents at $7.91.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as the July contract jumps 21 cents at 624.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as well as Chicago July gains 66 cents at 1179. Kansas City July vaults 69.5 cents at 1270. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July advances 49.5 cents at 1305.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, May 12th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.